Hello everybody, it's the playing fields of Eton. Look at that, look very close. The coat of arms, fleur-de-lis, the lion passant, the three lily flowers of the Blessed Virgin, King's College of Our Lady of Eton beside Windsor. So here we are, the playing fields of Eton. Well, it was Battle of Waterloo won here, according to the Duke of Wellington. But Eton didn't own these about 1900. And that field was just not used. I think it was kind of rough in the old days. Not exactly ploughed, but just for these stalks to grow or something. And then beyond that hedge, those buildings there, that'll be like the kennels. They used to have hounds for beagling. And then you can see the Thames Valley Athletic Centre, that building. And then on the horizon beyond the trees, you see Windsor Castle on the side of the River Thames. Okay, and look at these trees. I wonder if these are planted when Eton bought it. But and if you watch Chariots of Fire, you see that guy playing Harold Abrahams. Is it Ben Cross or something, jogging along these trees? So anyway, about 1900, Slough was going to expand, and then the old Etonians, they banded together and they bought this land, so that didn't happen. And this bit's called Agar's Plough, A-G-A-R, I never heard the name Agar, rather. And there's, you see those, that line of avenue of trees? And then beyond that, oh no, this side is Dutchman's Farm, the other side of it is Agar's Plough. That's it, Dutchman and Agar's. And there's a big pavilion right down there you can see in white. So we sported and played neath the, whatever, neath the shade of my own lovely Thames. There I'm adapting it from that song about Cork. And, you know, roughly over there, because they've not laid out the markings, because it's sort of, well, is it still the spring half? The term is half at Eton. And where, anyway, in Rugger, in the Michaelmas half, that's autumn, we used to play there. Miss Affleck, yes, a woman used to coach us for Rugger, we were the E's. You know, I thought I was quite good at rugby, and then I just couldn't take it when I was promoted to the E's. I used to even lie to a friend in a letter, say I was in the D's. Because I had some sort of trial, was it for the A's or whatever? And then I had to know how to find myself demoted within a couple of days. I still enjoyed it, and we won most of our matches. What else can I say? Because people say, in your prep school, were you in the first 15, second 15, third 15? I said, first 15. There was only one 15 who went to a poor, small prep school. They usually went to big prep schools with, you know, so they could have two or three teams or whatever. Okay, and this bridge here, surely that didn't exist. You could walk here. I remember one Sunday, was it very early before chapel or something like that? And I walked all the way up here, nobody was around here in my tail suit, meeting an old, chubby old man who said, "How are you?" in a very Cockney accent. So this is the Jubilee River. There's only dug, was it 2002 or 2012? Anyway, for the Queen's thingy Jubilee, the Gold Jubilee 2002, or the other one. This boy who drowned was only here by 1215. So there's a flood relief channel for the Thames. There hasn't been serious flooding for years. In the 70s, used to flood quite regularly. Well, there used to be a rumour that if everyone flushed the loo at the same time, the school would flood, and we'd all get to go home till the flood subsided. I remember walking right over here, and so this was just land, I suppose, to these houses, and bumping into that old man here. How are you? Instead of about 1994, he looked like he was about 80. Someone who could probably remember the First World War. They're the skyscrapers, if that's not too strong a word, of Slough over there. Okay, so that's it. Michael's Footbridge. Is it named after the poor chap who drowns? He says it's very, very flat around here, so that's why they plonked Windsor Castle on the only hill for miles and miles around. I managed to accidentally cut my finger whilst I'm doing this. I don't know how I managed to do that. All right, anyway, everybody, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecatalan79@gmail.com. Okay, so that's just a little look at the playing fields of Eton, and somehow I managed to leave my thing behind. My selfie stick. So having to do this with one paw and not show you me. Right, toodle pip.